Gender inequality is being explored in the exhibit Hispanic Women Making Art, Creative Empowerment and Identity. It's a multimedia group show of six artists with roots in Mexico, Chile, and Puerto Rico, presented by the Mexican Cultural Institute in New Orleans and the New Orleans Hispanic Heritage Foundation. It's curated by Marcela Correa, Executive Director of the Arts District New Orleans. Marcela, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
This is a timely exhibit given the current political climate in the country with regard to immigration and women's issues. You were giving voice to six female Hispanic artists in the exhibit. How did it come about?
It's a time where female artists, but specifically Hispanic female artists, need to be given a better voice in expressing their feelings and emotions and just in general their experiences in the U.S. All of these artists, except for one, live in the U.S. and they're locals. The only one that's not locally based is Veronica Bappe. You know, she's experiencing what's going on in the U.S. and other locations through her place in Mexico. It was important, again, to kind of give a platform for these artists. It's not so much that we don't value these artists or, you know, give them a space, but it's almost like they're not necessarily sought after or they're kind of an afterthought as opposed to other local people or men. There are a lot of men artists that are represented and valued more so than female artists. Just looking at the galleries on Julia Street, I work at one of the galleries as well. I was thinking there really aren't that many Hispanic female artists, Hispanic artists in general, but Hispanic female artists represented at these galleries. And the Mexican Cultural Institute has been a wonderful space to really give these people a voice.
Who are the artists and what are the issues being explored?
Veronica Bappe, Belinda Flores Chinchillas, Ana Hernandez, Josephine Sacabon, Laura Vales, and Luba Zikarovic. And each one kind of explores a different theme. So Veronica's work talks about the female body, this idea of female giving birth to life and feeding it. In another piece, there's a flag that says resistir, which is resistance or resist in Spanish. It's colored in different Pantone skin colors to kind of show this whole idea of colonization and trying to, in essence, whitewash things, but you can't. Belinda really kind of goes into being a woman and feeling pain and discomfort and feeling passion and love. It's a series of different prints that she made. Anna's work kind of goes into the female body and the idea of the female body and the image of the female body. Her whole work is really in the symbolic dismantlement of these distorted forms and values. Josephine's work, these particular pieces that are in the show, they're an expression of kind of consolation and cruelty. They're iconic images of the Hail Mary and different saints, and then across their faces, you'll see different graffiti that she has seen in the streets of New Orleans. Lauda's work is really about her kind of moving back. She was born in Canada, but she grew up in, I think it was Luling, Louisiana. Her family's from Puerto Rico. Almost every summer, she told me she would go to Puerto Rico. And, you know, then she would come back. And there was like this disconnect. She was first generation American, and she was trying to keep this connection with her Puerto Rican family, but it's like she never really fit anywhere. She's basically trying to kind of come to a reconciliation of this. And then Luba's work really focuses on the female and these scripts and concepts of women and mother. The two works in the show, one of them is called Petrified Time, and it's basically 13 years of her life where she collected lint from doing her family's laundry. If you look at it, it's really beautiful, just the way it's neatly stacked and kind of put together. It does look like petrified rock, but it's lint. Oh. She was saying with this piece that, like, you know, she didn't have time to make her own artwork. She was taking care of her family because that was the role that she was taught. The other piece, it's called When Our Colors Run Dry, speaks more to her roots and the whole problem with immigrants and immigration and the political climate today and how for the first time in her life, she's scared to be here. She has dealt with certain racism. That's what this exhibition is about, is for these artists to kind of come together and just talk about what is going on in their life, because a lot of times people don't ask or people don't want to know.
Tell me, how did you go about curating the works?
When it came to choosing the works, honestly, it was just sitting down with each artist and really hearing their story I mean, the only one that I didn't get to do this was Veronica, because she was in Mexico City. But everyone else, I went to their studio. I had a really long, meaningful conversation. And it was the first time that I think we actually sat down and kind of let everything lay bare.
And what is the conversation you hope will continue after viewers see this exhibit?
I'm not saying that these are new themes, because obviously female artists have done similar variations, but I think it's really interesting to view it from the Hispanic female lens. Considering today's political climate, it's important and it's pertinent.
Marcela Correa, exhibit curator and executive director of the Arts District New Orleans. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
The exhibit, Hispanic Women Making Art, Creative Empowerment and Identity, is on view at the Mexican Cultural Institute in New Orleans, 901 Convention Center Boulevard, Suite 118. The entrance to the Institute is through Andrew Higgins Street. The exhibit is on view through November 24th. Marcela will be on hand for a walkthrough of the exhibit tonight, beginning at 5:30.